Hello.
Hello.
My name is. Well, you're listening. Well done, by the way.
Yeah, well done to you.
Well done for finding it. You're
Yeah.
listening to Silent Mark and Evil Lewis do a podcast.
Do a podcast.
My name is Silent Mark.
I'm Evil Lewis. Hello.
And Evil Lewis has just spilt beer on himself.
Yeah. On my thigh and pocket contents.
Indeed. What is in your pocket today, Evil Lewis?
A lighter,
A lighter.
a chapstick,
Oh, cheeky.
and about. Without looking, about £8.50, maybe
Oh,
£9 in
fancy.
British money.
In British money.
Yeah.
That's actually quite good.
It's better than your other kinds of money. Monopoly money,
Yeah,
for
better than Monopoly
example.
money.
Quick save there.
Yeah. Better than all your foreign money.
No, I wasn't going to say that. That would be
It
racist.
would be
No.
quite
Monopoly
racist.
money. That's
Raci
shit.
Evil Lewis has always been racist, ladies and gentlemen. Proper doesn't like any of them. I was tempted to say more there. Chose not to for taste reasons.
And also because you're a lying bastard.
Yeah, that as
Yeah.
well. That as well.
There you go.
For those of you who don't know, me and Evil Lewis, well, firstly, if you don't know, we've already explained this in the introduction, which is
Yeah.
the last podcast,
Yeah, it
so
was.
you're a twat for not listening to it.
Yeah.
But we used to do radio, we don't anymore, so we have to do this.
Yeah. Let's have to.
Yeah,
Have to.
have to.
But the upshot is we couldn't swear on the radio.
Very true.
And we're allowed to here.
Go and do a swear.
Fuck shit, wank bastard.
There we go. See,
There you go.
we can do that. But also, we also couldn't get drunk on radio,
Also true, yeah.
which is what we're doing now.
Partly
Why?
because of the swearing thing, I would think.
Yeah. Fuck
Swearing
off with that.
comes much more naturally when you're drunk or
Right.
when a cat's jumping on you.
Yeah. Right.
Bastard cat. Fuck off. There you
There's things that will happen in the podcast. Me and Lewis will swear quite a bit.
go. A cat will meow and we'll
We'll
tell the cat to fuck off.
yeah, that'll happen.
That's pretty much it.
But yeah, we're gonna talk crap for a few things. We've got a couple of things planned for the podcast.
Planned?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, properly planned.
Wow.
Like things we've got going on.
Planned features.
But
Fuck beans.
I know. But the bare bones of it is
Yeah.
me and you chat shit at a computer screen
Yay.
and watch things go up and down.
Yeah, we're watching like little audio wave things
Yeah.
being generated on the screen as we're speaking. It's quite compulsive.
It is weird. But
Yeah.
we'll be doing that for a period of however long we do it for.
Until we get bored.
And then we'll stop it. I'll edit it. We'll release it. And hopefully you guys will enjoy it.
Fucking A.
Hopefully, anyway. You know?
Well, if you don't, there's why?
Yeah.
Tell us why, and we'll probably just laugh at you,
Yeah, we'll
or
probably.
make it better, one or the
Or
other,
we'll either, yeah, we'll make it better or call you a prick.
or both.
Yeah.
You know, because while we accept constructive criticism, it doesn't mean we're not going to resent it. So you know.
And we also reserve the right to call you a cunt,
Oh
so, you
yeah.
know.
But that's not to say we won't take criticism on board once we've called you a cunt, and then make the show better.
Exactly.
Podcast.
Exactly.
Show.
Podcast, show, whichever. It
Name
doesn't
a
matter, does
show.
it? Doesn't matter. But the thing is, we've got a couple of things we want you guys to get in touch about. But the main reason we're doing this is for.
Attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need attention.
We do.
We need creativenessness
And love.
and love.
Attention and love.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. So send us your attention and love,
Yeah.
and we'll enjoy it.
Also, something I'm trying to do with the podcast, we're gonna have. It was your idea, actually. Put a list of five songs or however many songs. Because we used to do radio, we're going to put
Yeah.
a list of songs that we want you to listen to throughout the podcast.
Yeah.
At the end of a section, there'll be a beep and say, play track one.
Yeah, that'll work.
And then we'll do another beep and we'll go back into it. And there'll be hopefully a list of the tracks. On the actual podcast itself.
There you
If they
go.
aren't there, then I'll put them somewhere and it'll be all
Then
right.
balls.
Then balls indeed.
Balls.
So that's the end of the introduction.
Mm.
I think that went quite well.
Yeah.
At the following tone, please play track one.
That would have been awesome.
It would have been awesome, I'm sorry. I'm just shit. Right.
You see, listeners, you missed out on an awesome little bit there about decanting cedar into two smaller vessels from a
Yeah,
can. Fucking
basically,
A.
we've run out of booze,
I know.
which is
Well, we've got
gone. For those of you who were wondering,
a can.
We're in Evil Lucy's kitchen.
Kitchen slash diner, yeah. A can of cedar.
They can't see it.
Well, still, a can of cedar. You can.
I can't see it. That's okay. A can of cedar, yeah. Right.
Two cans of supermarket Smart Price Lager.
Right, okay.
Mmm. 2%.
Tasty.
Count all
2%
of it.
Tasty.
And wine that I'm probably not allowed to drink, but
I'll have that. I'm happy with that.
There should be more wine. Yeah, there's more wine as well. There's a bottle of Blue Nun, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Blue Nun.
Blue Nun, everybody.
The wonderful Blue Nun.
Which surprisingly isn't blue.
Well, that's your shit.
I know. It should at least be actually blue.
Yeah.
It's not blue. It's wait.
I'm massive. It's wait.
It's wait.
It's
wait. It's not fucking blue. What's it called Blue Nun for when it isn't even blue?
Yeah, it's wait.
I think if it was actually blue, more people would drink it.
You know what? That's just amused me.
Wouldn't you drink blue alcohol? Blue alcoholic beverage be better? Apart from Blue Wicked, of course.
There we
which
go.
Is the. I tell you what, forget everything I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is basically just said everything you need to know, really,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Don't drink blue alcohol, because if you do, you're a massive chav.
Blue alcohol would be ace, apart from Blue Wicked and
fucking
blue.
Fucking blue alcohol.
And everything else blue. I don't know, I wonder if they've made a blue beer.
No.
I wonder if you can.
No.
I'll ask Dan. Dan brews beer.
Okay.
So I'll ask him to put food colouring in his beer.
I don't know if you can do that. I don't know.
I'll ask.
If you had a really, really, really light coloured beer,
yeah,
it was like light beer.
Like a light beer.
It was so clear that you could see right through it like a ghost.
Yeah, indeed.
And also wear turtlenecks.
right.
Yeah, if it was like really, really clear, then maybe you could get some blue food colouring in. You'd see the blue.
Yeah. But
otherwise, you know, it wouldn't work with like bitter, would it?
No.
Like Guinness.
It wouldn't.
It wouldn't work.
Ah, blue Guinness. I don't know. They do Guinness and black, which is, you know, obviously Guinness and black currant.
Yeah, what colour does it go?
Reddish.
Oh, right, okay.
A reddish black, which is weird.
Well, yeah, it's still black though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's still quite red.
Yeah, but it's not obvious enough. You can't have bluish black, it's still black.
Well, no, the froth in it is very, very, very black, kind of red.
Okay, you could have Guinness with blue froth. So if Dan could make a beer that had a big froth on it...
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big froth.
Big froth. And you can call it Big Blue One.
Big Blue Head.
Yeah, Big Blue Head. There you go. Dan... Dan, if you're listening to this, just make some Big Blue Head. You know, I'll be honest with you, this wasn't the idea for the second section in the slightest.
It wasn't,
I think it's worked quite well.
Fuck it.
Yeah, there we go. Wonderful.
At the following tone, please play track 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
As quickly as that.
I keep pausing it.
I noticed.
Yeah. I was in West Bromwich on Saturday.
West Bromwich?
Indeed.
It's great. We fix your windows.
What?
I don't know, can we do brand names?
Yeah.
Are we allowed?
Yeah.
Okay. Autoglass. We fix your windows. It's great. Go special resin. Fix your windows. Colours is great. It's brilliant. West Bromwich. There you go.
Thank you.
I'm done.
Well done. Now, you know when you go to a place,
yeah,
and you're that happy there that you think why you live in the place you do?
Yeah.
If you want to feel the opposite of that, go to West Bromwich.
Well done.
Yeah. If you want to feel like humanity has finally lost its mind, go to West Bromwich. Now, I'm not going to tell people where we live.
No.
Because anyone from West Bromwich will want to kill us.
Yeah. But were you glad to come back to where we live?
Yeah. It's shit.
Jesus.
I know. I'm in a band. We went and did the Now We Are Festival in West Bromwich.
Yeah.
The gig itself was fantastic. We were in a big art centre. Kind of like the Lowry.
Yeah.
But also kind of like the Story Institute in Lancaster as
okay.
well.
Okay, yeah.
but more arty. Kind of, there's loads more art installations in and all that type of stuff.
Not that we live anywhere near the Story Institute in Lancaster or anything.
We don't.
We
don't
do know of it. Yeah, we're familiar with it.
We know of it.
Because we've been to Lancaster.
Well, no, because we've also mentioned the Salford Lowry as well.
Yeah, because we've been there as
well. We've been there as well.
Because it's right just down the road from us.
Just down the road, yeah. We're from Manchester.
Of course we are. In it, yeah.
Word. That's not Manchester, is it?
Bossy. Top one, Dibble.
But babe, Dibble?
Yeah. They'll know what it means.
Okay.
People from Manchester will anyway.
Fair enough. So yeah, basically, we went to, we were playing the gig.
Yeah.
And everything was great.
Okay.
And then on the Sunday, we went to Wetherspoons for breakfast.
Right.
And you know the opening scene of kind of any Western film? Where the protagonist goes into the saloon bar and the entire saloon bar turn around and look at the... Right. Imagine that scene,
mm-hmm.
but imagine everyone in that scene was still in that pub and it's been shot now.
Right. Yeah.
So they're fucking old.
Yeah.
It was like the weirdest bingo hall we've ever been in. Right? It was just... You know the you know there's limbo in between heaven and hell.
Yes.
When people die, they either go to heaven or to hell, or they stay in limbo / purgatory,
mm-hmm.
where they're not too sure what they're going to do with.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Wetherspoons in West Bromwich is what purgatory is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where that limbo exists.
Yeah.
In West Bromwich.
Yeah.
In Wetherspoons.
Yeah. Either that, or it just looks exactly like it.
Probably does.
Have you ever felt like that?
What, like I was in purgatory?
Well, no, like you kind of, like you were happy that you lived where you lived. Apart from when you went to Blackpool.
Huh?
Blackpool shit.
Yeah, but, yes, I have had that, but not when I was in Blackpool.
Oh, go on. When did you have that?
I went to Barrow a couple of times.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't choose to go there, you know, it wasn't voluntarily.
Right.
But I ended up in Barrow, and it's a weird place. Everyone walks with a crutch or a stick in Barrow.
Okay.
Literally. Well, the majority of people, certainly like 3 out of 4 people you'll encounter, has a crutch or a stick. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird place.
That is strange. Are any places open?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the depressing thing, actually, is they do have like a massive supermarket, which is better than some supermarkets that you might get in smaller towns.
Yeah.
But still, just a weird place. Ended up in a taxi in a minicab in Barrow, and it was around about Christmas time, and the guy had his taxi kind of done up with a disturbing amount of Christmas lights, and then went on to ask me where I was from, and basically went on for the rest of the journey telling me about how Barrow was so much better than where I was from, because where I lived there was loads of crime and everything, whereas you don't get any crime in Barrow.
No.
And I'm thinking, you fucking do.
Of course you do.
Lying bastard.
It's not at all shit.
No, of course not. Oh yeah.
Fair enough.
You know, anyway. It's not a very interesting story, but it happened.
Yeah. That's true. That's what it's about.
Yeah. You know.
It's what it's about.
You got nothing against the people of Barrow, but, you know.
But the place you live is shit.
It's not the best, but, you know. Who are we to talk?
That's true, we do live in Morecambe.
No, we don't. We live in Salford.
Oh, no, we don't. We live in Southport.
There you go. That's where we live.
We live in Southport.
Yeah, it's probably shit. Seaside town, that's where we live. Yeah,
we live Southport shit.
Yeah. Probably.
For those of you who live in Southport,
we'll be going later in the year. It probably is shit as well.
For those of you who live in Southport, we live there as well, so it's shit.
Must be.
There we go. That's about it, really.
Yeah.
That was my exciting story. Although I did meet Les Carter from Carter USM.
Yes.
Which I told you about earlier before we recorded the podcast.
Yeah.
Didn't find out until afterwards that the gentleman that I shook the hand of, that I petrified...
Because
I was dressed up as a clown. Once punched Philip Schofield in the face.
Wow. What a great guy.
And I shook that hand.
You better have.
I'm a proud man.
I'm glad you did.
I am a very proud man.
You should be.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Most of us can only ever dream of something as magical as punching Philip Schofield. But you met a guy who actually lived that dream.
I did, yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
I know.
Wow.
At the following tone, please play track 3.
I feel quite guilty.
Why?
Because on the podcast,
yeah,
we don't have any music around.
Yeah, I know. But you said we were going to make him play music, but we haven't done.
Well, no, we're going to make him play music. We're going to, like, kind of at the end of the podcast, we're obviously going to write a list of the tracks.
Yeah, but we haven't said, and now play track 2.
Well, no, we're going to do that.
Beep!
We're going to do that in the edit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're just going to edit it in?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
It's all going to be fancy and shit.
Gay.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, right, for those of you who are listening, we've spent the past 8 years of our radio just
winging it.
Yeah. Just basically doing this, but not editing any shows we've ever done.
No, we just do stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
But what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to cut this into sections and make it sound quite good.
Wow.
So all the sections that don't make sense, kind of one after the other, will be with...
Interspersed with a musical track.
No, just interspersed with us going, now play track 2.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Or something like that, which will mean that they have to look at the track listing and try and find the track. They don't need to play it.
Sounds like a lot of work for the listeners, if I'm honest.
Well, no, because at the end of the day, they don't need to do that, but what they will have on the MP3 would be a list of songs that we quite like and songs that they might listen.
To gain maximum enjoyment from Silent Mark and Evil Lewis, do a podcast. Now play track 3.
Well, we're not gonna do that.
Otherwise, you're shit. But please keep listening.
We can sort some out.
You can do that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll sort that out anyway after we record this bit. But what I mean is that we don't have kind of like... We've just got a series of beeps and us talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't have a proper introduction. We don't have a proper ending. We don't have shit.
No.
We need something to make it a good podcast.
Yeah, so the opportunity for listeners to play their own music.
There we go.
It's a USP.
A USP? A
unique selling point.
There we go.
We've got our own USP, we're sorted.
But
that's what everyone needs in this day and age.
So what we need people to do is we've got an email address.
Yeah.
And we've got a Facebook group as well.
Yeah.
Which, you know, 9 times out of 10, that's probably the way people will have listened to us.
I couldn't figure out how to join it, but, you know, you try.
Should I have made you join it?
Yeah, no, you invited me to, but it wouldn't let me join. Fuck knows, I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know. It's
being
a dick.
We'll get on it later. But basically, search for Silent Mark and Evil Lewis, do a podcast.
Yeah, it's there and everything.
It might
even let you join it.
And you can even email silentandevilpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, because that's the mail everyone's using these days, boy.
Why? But do that. We'll have the, you know, addresses and stuff on the end of the MP3. But the reason why I'm saying that is because people can now make their own theme tune for our show.
Of course they can.
And we're going
to especially if they give us the permission to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll obviously give you credit at the end of the podcast, and we can also get an attractive woman to do the intro and outro to it.
Really?
Yeah.
We can get an attractive woman?
Yeah.
When? I didn't know about this. Where?
Well, I am.
When?
We can ask people. I'm going out with one, so...
Yeah, fair enough, I suppose.
Yeah, I could ask her to do it.
Yeah, yeah,
Or we could ask other people to do it.
No, go for it. Ask your attractive woman to do it.
So I'll get them to do it, and then we'll... Because, I mean, this is at the end of the day, this is going to be the first ever podcast we do. It's going to be small, shitty, relatively unedited.
Fucking awesome, basically.
Yeah, just brilliant.
Yeah.
Us talking crap for half an hour, 3/4 of an hour.
Basically, if a fat, retarded kid can go on YouTube with his shitty camera phone and go, I'm a YouTuber, hello, I hope you enjoy my videos. If you can do that, right, and that's him YouTubing, and we can sure as fuck do this and call it a podcast.
We can
do
a podcast.
So, yeah.
We can do fucking anything.
It's true and everything.
This is us doing a podcast.
Yeah, bitches.
So yeah, if you want to ask us anything, if you want to input anything into it, then go on there and figure it out. But this is the small part of the podcast, which is us plugging our own shit, really.
Yeah.
So Silent Mark.
There's no limit on how much of that we can do.
No, very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can plug everything.
Listen to us.
And we can say shit.
Continue listening to us. Well done for listening to us.
Good luck.
We appreciate your having listened to us and hope that you continue to listen to us until we stop talking.
It. Just do it.
Which would probably be never.
Do it with your faces.
Do. At the following tone, please play track 4.
Right. So this part of the podcast, I wanted to do something special. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause it.
For us, not for you.
Yeah, for us.
You guys don't have to pause it.
We're going
to
come back.
For added effect, you may pause it. Listeners, it's up to you. You can pause it.
You can do it if you want.
Yeah. Go for a toilet break or whatever.
What I wanted to do was get us thinking up something quickly.
Okay.
So, this part is put a word in it.
Okay.
What we've got to do right now.
Yeah.
We'll go away for 10 minutes, come back, and we've got to get at least 5 films that we've put the word vagina in.
Okay.
So, we've now got...
Give me an example.
All right, take the film Hot Shots.
Okay, and call it Hot Vaginas.
Hot Vaginas, yeah.
Right, okay. So, films that we've taken one of the words from the title and substituted it for the word vagina.
Yeah.
Not quite as catchy.
Or simply, films with vagina in.
Okay, alright.
So, we'll do that. We'll come back in about 10 minutes. You won't hear any different, but we're going to do it. Okay, we're back.
Hello.
We have our vagina films.
We do. Films with vaginas in them.
Films with vaginas in them.
Or in the titles.
Yeah. So, I'll let you go first, Lewis. Go on. You do yours.
Okay. These are in no particular order, although maybe they are. The first one I've chosen is Alien versus Vagina.
Right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. In a similar vein, I've done Scott Pilgrim versus Vagina.
Bastard. I got that one.
You've done that one as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, versus the Vagina.
Okay.
In my case.
Right.
I was tightly accurate. You see.
Yeah, you did. You were.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Go on.
In a similar vein, but not quite.
Right.
I have Vagina Ass.
Vagina Ass?
Yeah. Kick Ass.
Kick Ass Vagina
Ass.
Yeah, okay.
That's quite good.
In a quite similar vein, you're kind of all superhero movies.
Go on.
V for Vagina.
Bastard.
What have you done?
That was my best one. I knew you'd get that one.
I've done a couple more.
I've only got one more.
Go on, you do yours.
It's not even very good, but right. if you phrase it differently, it sounds like it could be some sort of quiz or contest.
Okay.
Ferris Bueller's Vagina Off.
That is good. Oh, I'd love to see that program.
Hi, I'm Ferris Bueller. Welcome to my Vagina Off!
I've done a trilogy and a single film.
Go on.
The trilogy is the Millennium Trilogy, as they call it. The girl with a vagina tattoo, the girl who played with vaginas, and the girl who kicked the hornet's vagina.
Literally, I have no fucking clue.
You've not heard of the girl with a dragon tattoo?
Yeah, maybe.
And it's those films.
No.
Haven't heard of those films?
Not really, kinda.
It's the girl with the dragon tattoo,
yeah,
the girl who played with fire, and the girl who kicked the hornet's nest.
No, not really.
They're good films, man.
Nah.
I was impressed with those.
Nah, they're not, are they? He's lying, isn't he?
This one is my best one.
Go on.
How to Be a Menace in Sunday. I can't do it. You know what's coming as well?
Don't Be a Menace in South Central.
Yeah, go on. Don't be a menace in the South Central whilst drinking your juice.
In the vagina. Oh, fuck.
There we go.
There you go, everybody.
More of that next time.
High quality features here.
Yeah, for those of you who were wondering, I was bored at work today.
No way.
Yeah, seriously.
No shit.
There we go. I thought that was good.
It was.
I thought that was enjoyable.
Lucky you guys.
It was a good feature.
It was ace. That was awesome. The kind of feature we literally couldn't have done on radio.
We couldn't. And I think that's the point. I think we now do every single feature we can possibly do that we could never do on radio.
Totally. Just without production values.
Yeah.
Not that there were many of those to start with. Don't, you know, those of you who are new to us, there wasn't a lot of production values or sort of. Don't worry about that. You're not missing a lot.
But for those of you who were listening to us kind of back in the very early days.
Yeah. It's basically the same, but with more swearing.
Yeah, but also, Badilo Skinner was pubic hair.
It was, yeah. There you go. Ladies' pubic hair.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Basically, every week, me and Eva Lewis came up with a celebrity. And,
female celebrity.
Female celebrity, and said whether they were Badilo Skinner.
Yeah.
Badil
being a full beard,
yeah,
and Skinner being clean shaven, obviously.
Indeed.
Obviously.
Yeah.
How many people got in touch and said, what is it? What does it mean?
Loads.
Anyone get the right, figure out what it actually was?
No. The only guy who did it was the guy who I got it from work.
Yeah,
I
used to work whose idea back. It was, yeah.
And he thought it was a great idea. I said, I've got to take it. Yeah, take it, but you won't be able to do it on radio. We fucking can.
We're doing it. We did.
We did, and it was good. People enjoyed it.
For a number of months.
But no one realised what it was.
No, that's what made it so wonderful.
Yeah.
At the following tone, please play track 4.
We've got another feature now.
Oh, yeah.
Which we're going to start every week. But all these are alternate, so basically next week, next time we do it, you have to come up with something where we can put a word in something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Easy. Done it already.
Yeah, there we go. and I have to do what you're about to do, which is which person I hate and why.
Okay.
Every time we do a podcast, we tell you guys who we hate and why.
Okay.
And you do that.
I'm going to get the cedar for this.
Oh, he's getting beer. He's bearing up.
No, cedar. There's no beer left. Beer's gone.
Fair enough. There we go. That's the sound of cedar.
Cidre.
Yeah.
Cidre.
Is French.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present Eva Lewis in Who I Hate and Why.
Hello. Eva Lewis here. And
you do realise there'll be no music or introduction to that.
Of course.
Okay, just wondering. Just making
that's
sure.
That's why I just...
Yeah, carry on.
Fucking spoiling it, you bastard.
Carry on.
Hello. Eva Lewis here. And on this instalment, this very first historic instalment of Who I Hate and Why, I'd like to talk about a person, if I can call her a person. Makes me cringe almost thinking about it.
Go on.
Nicki Minaj.
Ah. Oh.
The fuck is that shit?
Ah, oh, what is it?
What?
Right, first off.
What kind of fucking surname is Minaj? What is it?
That's a start. To start off with, though,
go on.
To start off with, though, we do have, we do have to say we're big fans of The Lonely Island.
Yeah.
The Creep was a brilliant song.
Yeah.
Featured Nicki Minaj on it.
Yeah.
It was a good song.
Yeah.
But yeah, what the fuck is it?
What is it? I don't know what she is. It is. What's she supposed to be? Is she supposed to be an attractive woman? Is she supposed to be like an R&B honey? Is she supposed to be a credible musical artist? Is she supposed to be a massive black gangster rapper bloke? What is she? What the fuck is she? Is she a massive black man? Is she a woman? Does she do?
Is she supposed to be a massive sex doll?
Yeah.
Because that's what she looks like most of the time.
Yeah. Or what? I mean, what's with... How 1 minute can you be doing like... I don't know. I don't know what it is. How 1 minute can you pretend to be an attractive woman who does R&B honey singing and all that?
Yeah.
Right? And then the next minute be like doing a man's voice and going... What the fuck is that?
It's true.
You're supposed to be a girl. The fuck?
It is true.
You know, I'm pretty sure women can rap without trying to sound like a massive black man. And without trying to sound like Biggie Smalls, you don't need to be all like, I'm a gay. Why does she do that? It's fucking weird.
The woman from Doomtree is a perfect example of that.
Okay.
She can rap with sounding like a woman and that.
Wow.
I know.
Amazing.
So there we go. It's number one on our list. That's Nicki Minaj.
No.
Some more of that on the next podcast. Next time it's my turn.
Bitching.
Word.
to your mothers.
And to yours. To all.
No, just their mothers.
Oh, okay. Just their mothers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your mum's had enough.
That's harsh.
Yeah, that's what she said. That could be a new feature.
That's what
your mum said.
You do realise, right? After this is still saying on the same section. I don't care.
We can have like outtakes.
Yeah. No, this isn't even an outtake. I'm still keeping this on the end.
It's
don't part care.
Of the podcast. Okay.
But you know, last week, last Friday, me and you watched WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And we played a little game that we like to call funny. That's what women say about my penis.
Yeah.
And in the game, we see how many sentences you can
that you can quote from WrestleMania, typically from the commentators, and then add the words "That's what women say about
my
cock."
About my penis, yeah.
Yeah.
Which we did quite well at.
Yeah.
We got 5.
We got a few.
Yeah.
Is that still going?
It is still going.
Good shit.
Yeah, the thing will just come on. There's a beep.
Does that mean it's still recording or that it's not?
Yeah. No, it's still recording. Yeah, still going.
Oh, very good.
Be patient.
Okay, yeah, so that's what women say, the things women say about our cock.
I carried on playing that over the weekend.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Which was amusing, because after, you know, kind of people being all very masturbatory about their band and how good they are. Really? That's funny. That's what women say about my penis.
Very good.
And I carried on. I was quite impressed.
Well done to you.
So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there's a couple of things you can get in contact about with regards to the podcast. Firstly, obviously, as we said before, the music to the podcast.
Yes.
We want music to the podcast. So if you guys do music, record a bit, record as a theme tune, we can put it on the podcast. Everything be good. The second thing is any of the vagina films that we said.
Yeah.
They can give their examples of it.
Sure.
So we give them a couple
of
weeks.
So we can steal them and use them in future installments.
No, we can just mention them, that they've done them.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get credit.
Credit, yo.
But also, we want you guys now to play your own games of funny, that's what women say about my penis.
Do it.
So, in everyday conversation,
Or whilst watching wrestling,
or whilst watching a TV show, or anything like that.
Wrestling's great for it, though.
Yeah, it is good.
Doesn't matter.
But try and find a sentence which you can say after it, funny, that's what women say about my penis. Do that. And email all of it, all of those things that we just said, to silentandevilpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we'll talk about them and everything.
Yeah, go on the podcast Facebook group, Silent Mark and Evil Lewis do a podcast, and we'll mention you maybe next time we do it.
If it's good.
If it's good, and if many people do it.
Because well, go on.
What might happen is that we might do this now, we'll release it next week, and
nobody listens or gives a shit.
Yeah.
But that's all right, because we're used to that.
We're used to that,
we can take it.
Yeah.
We're all right, we're good.
But there we go, the things are there.
I still can't believe that iTunes doesn't let podcasters know how many podcastees, if that's the right word for it, they're getting.
Yeah.
What's with that?
It would be good to know.
That would be the most obvious thing anyone who is producing a podcast and distributing it on said digital distribution medium.
Yeah.
They would want to know that it was, if anyone is actually listening to it or downloading it,
Well, it would be good to know, wouldn't it? Well,
yeah.
Yeah. So there we go, iTunes.
Sorry, iTunes, but
you're listening to this.
Fuck you. Yeah.
You pricks.
iTunes, you dickhead.
Go on, stick it in your bum. Right up it.
If you're whatever.
See you next time.
Bye. Go away. You have been listening to Silent Mark and Evil Lewis Do a Podcast. Presented by Silent Mark and Evil Lewis. Produced, conceived and created by Silent Mark and Evil Lewis. Put on your MP3 player and rammed in your fucking ears by Silent Mark and Evil Lewis. Goodbye.